A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. I am, today I want to talk to you about getting involved if you're not already involved in your school system, your, you know, your child's school or what have you. There's been a push by a congressperson out of Texas to make prayer part of the school. But of course, it's Christian prayer the same way that they want the Ten Commandments to be portrayed or represented in the school system. Now, I grew up doing a Pledge of Allegiance, all of that, moment of silence, so that if you wanted to pray or do whatever and however you prayed, you could do that. So I'm not opposed to prayer in school. I am opposed to it being mandated in school because not everyone is religious or spiritual. But having said that, I find it fascinating and highly ironic and hypocritical for people to be pushing for prayer in school when schools are being shot up. So I'm like, are we forecasting more shootings? So we need to have prayer so that we can continue praying while kids are being shot up? Like, it doesn't align, right? Prayer in school with kids being shot up does not align. So I'm trying to figure out what the motivation is, because it can't be a spiritual one or a religious one. Because if we really were cared about our children, we would not be sending them into situations where they can be, as the gentle people say, unalived so easily and so accessible to people. So what I need you to know is that there are a lot of people out here gaslighting. And there's always been prayer in schools. You just had to pay for it, right? It's called Catholic school, Episcopalian school. You can go to your Jewish school. Like, yeah, whatever school you want to do, you know, you just had to pay for it. And, you know, for people who are always concerned about where their tax dollars are going, and it's usually people who don't pay taxes, but that's another one. That's another entry into Need to Know. But, you know, people are also concerned about their tax dollars and where they're going. Tax dollars should actually not be spent because we're supposed to have a separation of church and state. But, you know, I never thought it was a problem. Just like I don't think saying grace is a problem. You say grace if you want to or not or whatever. It's like whatever you want to do. I don't think it causes any harm. However, I think to mandate prayer in schools but not mandate gun control or gun laws, so that we don't have to be praying in school about our kids getting killed in the streets and at school and on the playground and teachers having to give their lives to save kids, all these heroes, you know, this gaslighting. I'm trying to keep it together because, you know, I try to be a professional for Tony, but all this gaslighting that's going on, you know, oh, this teacher was a hero. Oh, this teacher is a hero. College professor for 24 years. I'm not jumping in front of nobody's bullet. Your kid is gone. I'm not going to be a hero, because you're not a hero. You are a martyr. When you have to go to work every day, you're not in the military. They're not police officers. They haven't been trained. You know, they're talking about, you know, the training is to turn the knob and put the kids in the closet. And then you stand in front of it and you get shot first. And then we're going to kill other kids. And then we're going to turn over the I mean, like the training. And I know that they put some thought into it. I'm being flippant. I really am. But it's not enough. It's not sufficient, obviously. And people are not supposed to go to school and get killed. So I don't understand how people can't wrap their minds around that. But you want to have prayer because of the kind of world that we live in. If you don't get out of here, GTFOH, out of here with that BS, you're not going to indoctrinate us. Like, you're firing people because we're indoctrinating them, apparently, because we're giving them truthful information about history. Oh, you're indoctrinating them. No, we're just telling the truth about history. We have not told the truth about history in this country ever from the founding. I mean, Columbus didn't even make it to the United States. Let's keep it that what we now call the United States. That fool died in the Caribbean. But we still, you know, Columbus founded America and the natives were here not doing anything. Just stop. Just stop. So, you know, for people who are so worried about people being indoctrinated, So you're going to get rid of everything that is not white, patriarchal, and Christian nationalist. Christian right. You're not going to get rid of any of that, but you're going to get rid of everything else. Now here we go with, you know, we want to have prayer. We've already taken tax dollars to create charter schools for wealthy families who want to move back into the cities after they drove up the taxes in the suburbs by moving out there and having all those damn kids. Now you want to come back into the city because you want a shorter commute because it's less stressful. So then you want to take the tax dollars, the public tax dollars, and create charter schools so that your kids can have an education that you should actually be paying for. I'm not with that. I'm just not with it. I pay enough in taxes. Our public schools should be good without having to do all the extra and without having to take money from other kids who actually need it to create an exclusive space for you and your child that you think deserves a better education than the kid down the street. I'm not with it. But, and I'm also not with you. Now, here we go with this, right? We're demolishing the Department of Education, but you want to have prayer in the school. Y'all need to pray for the Department of Education and all the kids who are not going to get what they need. They're not getting protection from guns. They're not getting their special needs met anymore. They're not going to be able to do a lot of the activities that they were able to do. I have to pay for choir lessons at school. My child's using her voice. No instrument. This one right here. God gave it to her. God gave it to her. And we got to pay for her to use that at the public school. So thank you. So I'm wrapping this up. I say all that to say, I don't want prayer in school because all it's going to do is cost me more money for people who aren't paying taxes or people who really are not being real about what we really need in schools. Teachers need help. They need smaller classes. They need more pay. Children need safety. They need to be uplifted. They don't need to be having drills on how to escape bullets from military style weapons, which people in the military cannot escape. We don't need all that. Stop pretending, stop gaslighting, and let's focus on what's important, the kids. They didn't ask to be here. Same people who want prayer in the school, same people who are anti-abortion. Oh, bring them here. We'll take care of them. They'll be okay. You can cut out their food at school. Can't get free lunch. Can't get free health care. Parents, you might allow the child to get it, but don't allow the parent. I don't know how sick parents can take care of healthy kids. I've not seen that work well ever. But hey, maybe you know something I don't know. And all the things that are happening. Just stop it. You don't care about kids in this country. You don't. So what I need you to know is the people who are in charge don't care about kids. So we have to do it. We have to do it. We have to be engaged. We have to join the PTO. If you can't, because you have to work, you know, engage, read everything that they send, send notes, take time off if you can to go and sit in on a meeting. PTO people, especially in these affluent neighborhoods like I live in, stop having meetings at 3 o'clock because people who actually work can't make them. If you truly want participation by all people who go to your school, have it at a reasonable time when most people can make it, not when the mothers who lunch and yoga can make it. All right, that's it. That's all I have. All right, so tune in next week to Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton and, of course, the award-winning podcast, a Black Executive Perspective podcast. I'm going to get that before 2 years is over. A Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, who are just amazing, and it's a great podcast. You should absolutely love it. I know. That's what I was like. See, I'm paying attention. 2 years. All right. They're 2 years in and they're getting better and better every week. So anyway, tune in next week and you hear more Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga and of course, Tony and Chris on the award-winning A Black Executive Perspective podcast. See you later.
A Black Executive Perspective.